And they could have the closed in slipper too, but you know, the heel and toe is in.
Okay. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what would you call a male homosexual? To change the subject.
Yeah, we do. A queer or a homosexual? Or?
Okay. What would you call a man or boy that wasn't really homosexual, but he was just kind of feminine, you know?
Funny. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes they say sort of funny.
Okay. What would you call a female homosexual?
A lesbian,
Singer?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What would you call a woman or a girl who acted sort of like a man, but who wasn't really, you know, a lesbian?
Just tomboyish.
Okay, what is that exactly?
Oh, just a girl that's very, strong acting and everything, looking and acting, you know, and she's usually, rough, you know. Say she's rough like a boy, and I mean she can do a lot of rough, heavy things.
Uh-huh.
Same as, almost the same as a boy would.
Is that a compliment or not, or what?
Not usually.
Okay. Was it neutral or is it derogatory?
It's neutral, more or less. I don't know. I think it's.
Okay. What would you call a sexually overactive male?
A maniac.
Okay. A what?
A maniac.
Okay. What about a sexually overactive female?
I don't know.
Okay. What about a sexually indiscreet male? I mean, like, he didn't care, who knows about it, you know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. What about a sexually indiscreet female?
I don't know. You probably call it shameless or something dumb like that.
Okay. What would you call a real ugly man or a boy?
I'll just say he's ugly. Not handsome, or you know, you just say he's ugly or not good looking, or hard to look at.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call an ugly girl or a woman?
The same thing.
Okay. What would you call a real attractive man or boy?
Oh, easy on the eye, handsome.
Okay. What about an attractive girl?
Yeah, she'd be pretty. You know, same thing, easy on the eye, pretty or pleasing, you know.
Okay. What would you call a person who read books all the time, you know, to the exclusion of doing anything else?
A bookworm.
Okay. And what do you call somebody who doesn't necessarily read a lot, but they're just real smart?
Mm-hmm.
They might read a lot, but not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Intellectual,
sometimes in a class there's a child who is always trying to get the teacher's praise and always trying to get the teacher's attention. Maybe they're successful or maybe not, you know, but anyway, that's what they're always trying to do. What would you call a kid like that? Always trying to getting good with teachers.
You mean a special name for him?
Uh-huh.